Welcome to the Career Changes podcast, where we believe that it is never too late to redefine your path, rewrite your story, and reignite your passion for what you do. Are you ready for a career-changing adventure? Before we dive into these inspiring stories, we need your support. Hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and join our community of dream chasers. And then, be ready to find your inspiration. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of The Career Changers. Our guest today is Christine Hetzel, a run head coach who believes that confidence gains through our physical pursuit and endeavors directly translate to the rest of our lives. She has seen women leave relationships that were toxic, demand higher salaries, pursue their own job changes, move across the nation, leave behind everything to pursue their travel dreams, and the list goes on. All because, much like Cinderella, they just needed a fairy grandmother and a pair of shoes to show them they had all the magic inside to make their wishes come true. Today, we are going to talk about her career change, how she found her mission in life, and how a pair of running shoes can change your life. Hi, Christine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to have this conversation with you.
Me too, and our listener as well, I guess. So let's start with your background. How did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
Wow, well, my very, very first job, I am second generation, meaning that my parents came over here to the United States hoping for a better life for their families. So I am no stranger to the hard work that they both put in. And my very, very first job was actually my mother worked in a factory, and I was 16 at the time and wanted what all the cool kids had, which was a new pair of running shoes. And I asked her if she could help me get a job just cleaning up the factory, whatever that they could do so that I could afford my own pair of the cool shoes for summer, or for school when it started again. So that was my very first job. And I learned quite a bit of how hard work really does make a huge difference. And I learned to value the money that I earned that summer. But my first job professionally after college was actually working in the mental health space as an administrator. And I stayed kind of within the corporate space and did a little bit of nonprofit throughout my years, but definitely enjoyed quite a bit of the different experiences that I had professionally in all of those spaces as well.
And what was your dream job when you were a child?
Oh, see, my dream job was two things, and now I understand why. So I always joke that I wanted to be an heiress, right? Who wouldn't want to be an heiress to like a vast family fortune? Clearly, yes. That's not going to happen. But what I now know is that what I really wanted to is make a change, like through philanthropy. So I didn't know philanthropists existed. That was not something that was in my spiel of my life relations. But what I also wanted to be was an attorney. And the reason for that was because I love advocating for people. And I always saw that attorneys can use the law in a way to advocate for folks. So basically, you could see between both of those things that I wanted to be when I grew up was to make a positive change through advocating for people or being able to really make transformational gifts of or helping people through different social programs. So there's definitely always that aspect of wanting to help.
And what is your educational background?
So I have my bachelor's degree, and it's more of a professional base with my bachelor's degree. So now through run coaching and health coaching, I've obtained certification specifically around those two arenas with a little bit of NLP, which is positive psychology and neuro-linguistic programming as well.
So after your first job, how did you progress your career?
Yeah, that's such a great question. After my first job in the professional space, I remember I worked up as high as I possibly can within that organization. And at the time, that organization was the largest mental health space provider in the county that I lived in. So we were the largest clinical group. We had the largest amount of doctors. We had the largest amount of support staff. And I truly capped out. There was nothing else that I could do there. And I remember yearning to still want to do more. The job had been great. I learned quite a bit. I had cut my teeth on it, but there wasn't an opportunity for me to grow past where I had at that point. So I had spoken spoke to my employer, who I remained really good friends with, and they basically suggested that maybe it was time for me to spread my wings a little bit. So I made the transition into what I had my degree in, which was marketing. So I started marketing for organizations and fell madly in love with that, because for me, it was an opportunity for me to kind of help amplify the message that businesses have and how they wanted to make a difference in their customers' lives. So I really did enjoy marketing quite a bit.
So let's talk about your career change. But first of all, we would like to know how and when did you start running your life, because that's then where there is the direction of your career change.
So it was transformational with starting running. I quite literally felt like what running did for me, and the reason why I started, was my father had a debilitating stroke. And I knew that I needed to deal with the stress of becoming a caregiver when I wasn't quite ready for it yet. So I started walking, and walking turned into running. But what I tell is the story of when I first started training for my first marathon. Basically, every step I took helped me to rewrite my story. And my story prior to that was that I wasn't athletic. I wasn't quite confident. I wasn't really the kind of person who would advocate for herself. I would advocate for others before I would advocate for myself. I wouldn't prioritize myself. And running, I think, allowed me to see that those acts of self-care that a lot of women tend to think of as selfish. We think that we have to be there for the children or for caregiving roles, and that we put ourselves on the back burner, that it was actually a very selfless activity, because I was my best person when I had gone for a run. So that was partly what really led to that confidence to say to my employer, I've grown out of this situation. I'm no longer capable of staying in this small cage that I have here, and I need to move forward. So running really did allow me to build that confidence, rewrite the narrative. And that really translated to my career changes, even when I went into marketing. And then from marketing, clearly it was, I still wanted to be more passionate about running and help other women with their goals. So that kind of, it just seamlessly went together. The more I ran, the more I conquered goals that I had for myself that I never thought possible, including literally traveling the world, running the world with the World Marathon Majors. All of those allowed me to see that from this little small town, coming up as a second generation, as my first job in a factory, to now being able to say that I've traveled the world, I've run the world, and have made such a great difference in the lives of the people that I have the privilege of coaching. So it was really one of those things where if I had not picked up and put on my running shoes, I know that I would likely have had a much smaller life, that I wouldn't have ever thought that I could dream big or make those dreams actually happen.
So you mentioned that your dad health was the starting point of your running journey, because you needed to find an outlet. But what has been the inspiration for you to transition from your previous career to becoming a run and health coach?
Yeah, I think a lot of that was specifically because I saw so many women, friends, people that I encountered during running that started to ask me a lot of questions, because they had seen how much I had fallen in love with it and how much I had learned through that process. So I kind of started creating, helping people with their own training plans. And it was just friends at the time. And then I actually had a friend to me say, you really should consider this as something that you move into in your own professional space. You're really great at it. You're so encouraging. You're already pretty much coaching us. So I, at that time, also started working at volunteering for a nonprofit, which is called Girls on the Run here. And it's a program that specifically gears towards girls that are 8 to 13. And I started coaching those classes and coaching those girls. And at that time, it felt very rewarding. And that allowed me to see that, yes, I actually did love this very hands-on way of being involved in people's choices of staying healthier and being healthier, and how that translated to their mental health as well, not just physical health. And that allowed me to make the choices to start researching all of the different coaching certifications to pursue that as well.
And can you share a specific moment or experience that solidified your belief in the transformative power of physical pursuit like running?
Yeah. I mean, for myself personally, it is exactly that. I went from somebody who thought that she couldn't have big dreams or make them possible to the person who did. However, from my clients, what I've seen happen is I quite literally have seen, as you said in the intro, women feel empowered and confidence to take steps in all facets of their lives. I have one specifically who was really unhappy. She felt like she was living in an area of the world that she was not comfortable in. It was starting to impact her mental health. And through our conversations, through coaching, she decided, you know, I need to make this change. And while nothing is logical about the change, I'm going to lose a lot of money and my house. I'm not necessarily comfortable with all of the financial aspects of what it's going to look like to make this big change. She did. She quite literally put everything in place, very much like a training plan would be for running. She created all of the steps that she needed and she would just follow them through. And now she's moving into a part of, or she moved into a part of the area of the nation that she loves. She has really connected with people that she had friendships with earlier on in life. She feels like her running has totally experienced a completely different journey for her now. She's just happy and healthy and vibrant. And that's one. I've had others where they've suffered job losses, and it was through the consistency, the habit of running, that they were able to process the emotions that come with having a job loss. That, you know, this one individual specifically dedicated her life to this one employer, and for them to let her go, very matter of fact, allowed her to, with running, it allowed her to process it, but it also allowed her to process, well, what do I really want for myself? And what do I want for my next iteration? So before she jumped into her next profession, she was able to spend time and digging deeper as to what she wanted for that next job. And now she's in a position that she absolutely adores and loves.
So how did you transition from one career to the other? When was the exact moment where you say, well, this is it?
Yeah, that's a great question too. I started to work on the certifications while I was still working in the corporate world and started to add that to my toolbox while saving for opening up my own business. And I gave my employer at the time probably about a 6-month notice that I was planning on leaving, that I was going to be opening up my own business, that I had already started the process. So it wasn't something that was just overnight where I like say, hey, I'm handing my resignation and I'm leaving. It really was a very lengthy process. I did stay on for actually a couple of extra months in addition to the notice that I gave to help them during the transition. And at the same time was working with bringing on clients at this and starting the business as it is today.
And what challenges did you have to overcome to transition career?
Fear. That's the biggest one. Yes. Oh my gosh. Like there's not a day still. I would absolutely be lying if there wasn't a day if I said there wasn't a day where I think, wow, it's so much harder to be an entrepreneur. It's so much harder to have all those different facets, all those big decisions that fall on you that impact every ripple into how your company goes and anybody who depends on you for your company. So it was a lot of fear, a lot of conversation, both internally and externally with people that I trust. And that's something that I think is very pivotal, is to lean on a group of people that you trust to hear that positive feedback. So, or even maybe the feedback that you don't want to hear, but that you need to hear. So I think fear was the biggest one. That may have been the only one, because financially, you're never going to feel 100% comfortable leaving any kind of secure position to go after your passion. But still, it was just all mainly fear-based.
So let's talk how physical exercise can shape our lives. How do you see confidence gained through physical activity translating into other aspects of life, such as relationships, career, and personal growth?
So I call it big audacious goals. And I have a lot of science that I could tell you guys. There's a lot of science and research done about how physical activity, and I'm always going to take it back to running, but any physical activity builds the prefrontal cortex. It allows us to really become more in control of our executive functioning. And in that, it builds off of a lot of the different chemicals and hormones that our bodies need to feel the confident that they are. So like oxytocin, where we're more connected, or endorphins, all of those things that come from movement in general are absolutely wonderful. But what I think that it's really, really important to see is that what running does or any kind of physical movement, when we call it out into the space, is that I call them big, audacious goals. They're just scary. So I had a conversation with one of my athletes yesterday where she has always wanted to run the New York City Marathon. It's been on her heart for 20 years, but she's afraid to actually say it out loud. And when she's able to hear herself say, not only am I going to say it out loud, but I'm going to make it a goal that I work toward, and I'm going to make the steps happen to make this a reality, that directly parallels into our everyday lives, because we have that same fear asking for a raise. We have that same fear of asking our spouse to sit down with us and go over the budget, or to sit down with us and talk about maybe some issues that we may be having with them. That's the same kind of confidence that you need in telling a friend that you no longer love the way that they maybe that the relationship has evolved. So when we're willing to say these big audacious goals and we make ourselves practice the difficulty that comes with training, it helps us to actually see we can do this in our everyday lives and every other aspect of our lives. So I think that that's where it comes down to, is just it's a way to safely approach challenges and obstacles so that whenever we have them in our lives and other facets that are directly tied to our well-being and our financial well-being, it helps us to feel more confident.
So you mentioned that women your coach have made significant life changes, like leaving toxic relationship or pursuing the travel dreams. How do you facilitate such transformation through your coaching?
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. It's basically that. So I do believe in the power of group training and community support. So I won't say that it's just me sitting there and telling them, hey, you can do it. They need to have that confidence of hearing from other women who have traversed these issues as well. So while I do my one-on-one coaching, a lot of what we do for daily communication is in a group setting online, virtually, of course, and there's a lot of support. It's one of the very most foundational parts of my coaching philosophy, is that we have to have a very positive, empowering space. And that is something where daily I will task people to post and support each other on different aspects. So holistically tackling different aspects of their lives. And in that process, like for the month of January, we spent the entire month of January kind of uncovering goal setting, but beyond that is like working towards what dreams do we actually want to make happen, both with our fitness goals or our movement goals and other aspects, and then working on aligning those together.
So you define yourself the fairy run mother. Can you elaborate the concept and how you embodied that role for your clients?
So it was actually gifted to me as a title by two of my clients who didn't even know that. I was training them both for a race, but they didn't know each other at the time. And they both started calling me their fairy run mother.
Oh.
Both of these women are incredible professionals. One is a highly skilled surgeon. The other one is an owner of her accounting firm. They both are such incredibly dedicated professionals. They work around the clock. They have high demands. And they both are very much the type of women who give of themselves to others first. So where I came along was to kind of a little bit like that whole Cinderella story, was to help them see that they really could prioritize their own dreams. They could make their time for themselves. And the ball looks a little different, of course, because it's usually a race and not maybe a fancy gown, but that they should work towards making their dreams happen outside of just work. Because again, while they go hand in hand, we should also still develop our personal goals as well as our professional goals. So it was gifted to me, and it kind of just went along with my philosophy of, I don't think that anybody looks at the fairy godmother from Cinderella as anything except the woman who kind of just helped with a little bit of pixie dust and sparkle to make Cinderella's dreams come true. So Cinderella made her own dreams come true. And that's how I feel about my clients as well. They're the ones that do all the work. I'm just there to add a little sparkle to their everyday routines.
So as a fairy run good mother,
yeah.
How can you help individuals to recognize their own inner magic and potential?
Yeah, it's so easy to do that, actually. I feel like that's one of my gifts, but also I think it's very easy to mirror the beauty that we have within to others. We don't see it, right? It's very hard for us to see all of our gifts because we're so wrapped up into what we say to our inner dialogue, maybe even the labels that have been given to us. And when I work with my clients, I'm able to see all of their gifts. I can see all of their strengths and I can mirror those back to them. And what I can do is in the process of working on the physical aspect of it is that mental training as well, where there are some reflective exercises that I give them to work on towards their when they're doing their movement. And I ask them to report back to me how they feel more confident or how they have felt their strength is progressing. So I think that that's just drawing those parallels together is helping them recognize those magic.
So through your journey of being a runner, but also through your coaching, how do you balance the physical aspect of running with the mental and emotional component, such as overcoming self-doubt or pushing through challenges? I guess this is something you experience yourself or that you have to teach to the people you are coaching.
Yeah, it's fun to see that actually, because what I hear a lot when I have a very hard workout that's programmed for my clients is there's an immediate fear, like just an immediate where I'll usually get a comment or somebody will write me or text me or communicate to me. I don't know that I can do this. This looks really hard. I don't think I'm capable of this. And it's funny because I have the exact same feeling every single time that I have these exact workouts for myself. And it's a process of reminding ourselves that not all of our thoughts are actual reality and that we have to work towards that fear. And it's a process. Sometimes I have them look back at times that they have already done these type of workouts and how they were able to succeed. Other times it's a process of working on their mindset to building in like positive visualization or mantras or working on maybe meditation. So there's different aspects of building and strengthening their mindset that goes along with the physicality of it as well.
And have you encountered any personal challenges or setbacks in your own running journey? And so, if so, how did you overcome them?
Yeah. So I was training for New York City Marathon when my mother was diagnosed with ALS. And so that put me into a double caregiving role because at that point I was still caregiving for my dad and then my mom was ill as well. So I feel that while that was an obstacle, I was still able to make that marathon happen. But what it taught me is when I'm working with my clients specifically is that we're going to have different seasons. And some of those seasons may look like we are just putting in the miles just to help us go the distance. And there's other seasons in life where we can actually focus on going our fastest time or going our strongest time. That season for me was just about the finish line because between all of the different things that I was doing, there was very little time to put in the amount of mileage that I would have needed or the kind of workouts I would have needed to be able to get a stronger finish, but I was able to finish. So it was just, it was a different season in life, but there's been obstacles along the way in terms of lacking in motivation or having emergency appendix surgery. I mean, 6 weeks before Boston. So things happen. If you're going to be in this for the long haul or the long run, pun intended, and you're planning on making movement a really important part of your life, there's going to be ebbs and flows. Sometimes it's going to feel great and sometimes it's not. And it's just a matter of learning how to go with it as any other relationship in terms of just dedicating yourself to it.
So we often forget that with our choices, we can have an impact in the world. How do you feel that your career change has made the world a better place?
Yeah. So I feel it every single time that, and we shouldn't be externally based, but when I get to have a photo sent to me from one of my clients where her daughter has started running with her because she sees that mommy's doing it and she wants to do it too. And that specifically for me goes to show that it's not just the client that I'm working with, but I'm actually helping to build a family system that will continue to be healthier because of this. So generationally, I feel that there is an impact that's being made beyond just the individual client that I'm working with. And that's the case for all of my clients, whether it's that they're working on showing a great example to their grandchildren, or they're working on making sure that they stay active and out of the nursing facilities as long as possible, to younger clients that I work with that are in high school and building confidence to maybe stand up to peer pressure. So all the way around, I see that there's so much of value to what they are experiencing that they will be able to take this into the rest of their lives.
So we are reaching the end of this episode, but we have still a few more questions. What type of advice would you give to someone who wants to start incorporating running or other physical activities into their routine, but feels intimidated or unsure where to begin?
Start with something you love and start small. It doesn't have to be that you train for a marathon the very first day that you go out. It could be, as I mentioned, I went out for a walk became a little bit of a jog became a little bit of a run. So starting small, giving yourself the opportunity to dream big, but start small in that process. And to really invest in yourself, because at the end of the day, our health really is a foundation to every other aspect of our life. So seeing it as something where it's not just about losing weight for, a reunion or for a cruise or bikini season, but more so as a way to feel strong and empowered and healthy for as long as we possibly can.
And based on your own journey and experience, what advice would you give to anyone during their journey to self-realization?
Oh, allow yourself the process of evolving and don't allow yourself to get stuck into the labels that other folks have given you. So I think a lot of times we get very fearful of how can I make a change when I've invested this much time, money, diplomas, whatever into this aspect of my life. It sounds crazy to leave all that behind. Maybe you even have student loans still here if you're listening in stateside, and still knowing that it's okay to change the direction to pursue the dreams that you have.
Before the last question, I have a question off script, and I would like to know, apart running, do you have any other physical exercise that you love doing?
I love strength training. I love yoga. I love hiking. I love cycling. I love dancing. I'm very bad at dancing. Like I will never be a dance instructor ever, but I just like movement in general.
Okay, and I guess each of those activities give you something different.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, okay, now we're really at the last question that we ask to all of our guests. If you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self?
Dream big and then dream bigger.
Well, thank you, Christine, for joining us today and sharing your inspirational career change story and wisdom with our listeners.
Thank you so much.
And the last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changes. Thank you.